Irma's old couch looked fine, until I sat down and fell through it. She was covering up how broken it was.
Sometimes you might hide how broken you are too, but Jesus can make you whole. Do you ever feel pressure to be perfect? If so, stick around. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Have you ever felt pressure to pretend like everything in your life is perfect? We're all tempted to cover up our mistakes and weaknesses sometimes. Remember, you can't hide these things from Jesus, though. He knows you're not perfect, and guess what? He loves you anyway. And when you accept his salvation, he makes you into a new person and covers you with his perfection. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says it best. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. Our story is called Grandma's Couch. "Don't sit on that couch, Dexter," Grandma warned as they walked into the living room. "I'm waiting for my new one to be delivered today." Dexter glanced at the couch with the tiger print cover over the top of it. "There's nothing wrong with it," he said, plonking himself down on the couch. But he yelled as he sank right down, "Oh no, I can't get up!" Laughing, Grandma held out her hand and helped him up. "Oh, Dexter, I tried to tell you. Sometimes things are not what they seem. You thought my couch looked good on the outside because I covered it up, but look underneath." Dexter lifted up the tiger print cover. Underneath, there were holes where the fabric had worn away and the part in the middle where he had sat down sagged low. "Some of the springs have gone," said Grandma. "Your grandfather used to pack it with newspaper, but we really need a change." Dexter grinned. "I didn't realize you were covering up a mess." "That's what people do," Grandma sighed, tossing him a beanbag to sit on. "They cover things up they don't want others to see." Just then, the doorbell rang. A few minutes later, two delivery men carried the old couch away and replaced it with a brand new one. "Wow, this new one's much better," Dexter said, sitting down on the firm cushions while Grandma put some popcorn in the microwave. "You know," Grandma said, "when you came in here, you thought there was nothing wrong with that old couch. It was covered up and looked fine. The truth is, we're like that old couch. We hide our mistakes and weaknesses, pretending we're fine when really we're a mess. But even if we're able to fool others, we can't hide from God. Jesus sees us for who we really are, and he loves us. He forgives our sins and fills the gaping holes. He makes us whole and new again." "I never thought of it like that," Dexter said, smiling. "That's awesome." The microwave beeped. Gran brought out the popcorn and some drinks. "Come on," she said. "Time to put this new couch to good use by watching a movie." So, what about you? Are you trying to cover up your mistakes and flaws so no one will notice them? God knows all about them. He knows everything about you and he loves you. Jesus loves you so much, he died for you so you could have a new life in him. You don't have to hide. If you know him as your Savior, he's made you a new person. He will forgive you when you mess up. Our key verse is 2 Corinthians 5:17.
This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun.
And our key thought? Jesus changes lives. Do you have a Storyteller yet? It's a portable MP3 player with a whole year of Keys for Kids stories and a full audio Bible. One thing I love about it is that it doesn't use any batteries because it's totally solar powered. Every Storyteller comes with its own creature feature stuffed animal case so that you can carry it. Plus, if you buy a Storyteller, we'll send one to a kid across the world who can't afford one. It's a great way to listen to Keys for Kids no matter where you are. So check it out today at keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.